Chapter 23. Samuel Schwartz was not in the least pleased to see us on a Saturday morning, but invited us in nevertheless. He sat us in his home office, in front of a desk festooned with pictures of two small children. "Yours?" Van asked. "Yes," Schwartz said, sitting down behind his desk. "Adorable," Van said. "Thank you," Schwartz said. And to forestall the next set of questions, Anna and Kendra, ages 7 and 5, by way of seminal extraction and in vitro fertilization, the mothers are a married couple of my acquaintance, one of whom was a law school classmate. Yes, the children know who I am, and yes, I am an active part of their life. In fact, I need to be at a soccer game almost immediately. I assume you're here about Nicholas Bell. "Actually, we're here about Jay Kearney," Van said. "I've already talked to your fellow FBI agents about Jay," Schwartz said. "I'll tell you what I told them, which is that at no point in our professional or personal relationship did Jay ever reveal or even hint at his plans or his association with Dr. Bear. And as for my whereabouts that evening," Schwartz nodded toward me, "your associate here can confirm my presence at Marcus Shane's home that evening. We were at the dinner table when the Loudoun Pharma bombing happened. Our labs tell us Kearney, or Bear, created a car bomb made out of ammonium nitrate," Van said. "All right," Schwartz said. "And?" "It's probably nothing, but I'll note that Agrariot is an accelerant company. They make dehydrated and frozen food, cattle feed, and fertilizer. Accelerant is a multinational conglomerate that wholly owns or has significant investment in nearly 200 different companies, Agent Van," Schwartz said. "You are correct that it's probably nothing." "Agrariot does have a warehouse in Warrenton," Van observed, "right down Route 15 from Leesburg, and it's missing several pallets of fertilizer from its inventory. I checked yesterday." "Then I hope you informed those associates of yours more directly involved in the investigation," Schwartz said. "We have," Van said. "I understand Accelerant made an offer on Loudoun Pharma," I said. Schwartz turned to me. "This is the first I heard of it," he said. "You might not give credence to rumors." "I don't know that it's a rumor if it comes directly from the CEO," I said. "I spoke with Mr. Buchold yesterday afternoon." "Mr. Buchold was indiscreet," Schwartz said. "There have been discussions, but nothing serious." "I also recall at dinner Lucas Hubbard was being pretty negative about what Loudoun Pharma was doing," I said. "Interesting that he would be considering buying the company now, especially after it's been turned into a crater." "Lucas is interested in keeping jobs in Loudoun County," Schwartz said. "Loudoun Pharma has products that fit into our portfolio." "Sure," Van said, "and one that you'd probably like to keep off the market." "Neuralease," I said helpfully. "That's it," Van said. "Don't want a bunch of Haydens unlocked. That'd cut into the profit margins of a whole bunch of accelerants companies, and you need them cranking out revenue for the next several years at least." "I'm afraid I don't know much about Neuralease," Schwartz said, rising. "Now, as I said, I have a soccer game. Do you know much about Salvatore Odell, Michael Crow, Gregory Bufford, James Martinez, Steve Gaten, or Cesar Burke?" Van asked. "I don't know these men," Schwartz said. "They're the janitors killed when Loudoun Pharma went up," Van said. "They only just managed to get them dug out the other day. They're doing the memorial ceremony for them today." "Right now, just about," I said. "That's so," Van said to me, and then turned back to Schwartz. "Our med people tell me that a couple of them died when the building blew up, but the rest survived the explosion. They died from being buried under 4 stories of concrete. Press them flat, crushed." "Memorial is closed casket," I said. "It would be," Van said. "I'm very sorry to hear that," Schwartz said. "Are you?" Van said. "I think that's all the time I have," Schwartz said. "How close are you to Lucas Hubbard?" I asked. "What do you mean?" Schwartz said. "I mean, I'm remembering at dinner the other night when Lucas asked you a question and you blanked out on the answer," I said. "Hubbard reached over to reassure you after you blanked and patted your hand. I'm not a slavish follower of gender roles, but that seemed pretty not guy to me. You don't strike me as the sort to need reassurance, and Hubbard doesn't strike me as the sort to offer it to you. You're his corporation's chief lawyer, not his girlfriend." "I think you're reading too much into it," Schwartz said. "And there was the moment I was talking to you about your threep. and you looked at me like you had no idea what I was saying, I said. Hubbard answered for you then, too. I remember you reading us the Riot Act when we had Bell in the interrogation room. I don't think it's like you to let someone else speak for you. Maybe it wasn't him not speaking, Van said. Maybe not, I said, looking at Schwartz. You and I did speak, Schwartz said. I remember very clearly in your father's trophy room we spoke about the fact I was using a woman integrator. Brenda Reeves, I said. She's dead now, Van said. Yes, I said. Opened fire at a cafe, and then blew herself up with a grenade. I was there for it, I said. So was I, Van said, and motioned to her arm in its sling. She shot me. Me too, I said. It's strange, Van said. Being shot? I asked. Yes, Van said, and pointed at Schwartz. But I was more thinking about Mr. Schwartz here having two integrators blow themselves up in the same week. That is strange, I said. I mean, what are the odds? Van asked me. Pretty slim, I'd say. I'd say pretty slim too, Van said. Maybe not as slim as these integrators being eaten by bears or falling into a wheat thresher, but still, overall, pretty remarkable coincidence. Agent Van, Schwartz said. Agent Shane. We are She says you weren't there, I said. What? Schwartz said, distracted. Brenda Reeves, I said. She told me that you weren't there at dinner. She says you were gone. Right at the time Jay Kearney was doing his thing, Van said. Jay Kearney was integrated with Dr. Bear, Schwartz said. Bear said so on that recording of his. Well, no, I said. Kearney's mouth said it, and we assume that Bear was speaking it because Bear was in the background. But we have an alternate theory. It goes like this, Van said. You integrate with Kearney and go to Bear's apartment. He's expecting Kearney. You drug Bear so he passes out, make the video, shove a knife into his temple, position the threep to make it look like suicide, and then take a quick trip to Loudon Pharma with Kearney. And are back with us in time for dessert, I said. If we had dessert, I wasn't there for that part. No, because Loudon Pharma blew up, Van said. You just accused me of murdering Bear, Schwartz said. Yes, I said. And the six janitors, Van said. And Jay Kearney, I said. Eight total, Van said. I'm done speaking to you two, Schwartz said. I'm not going to say any more to you without a lawyer. If you plan to arrest me, do it now. Otherwise, get out of my house. Mr. Schwartz, one more word, Van said. Mr. Schwartz looked at her, impassive as only a threep can be. Interpolator, Van said. What did you say? Schwartz said. Oh, I think you heard me just fine, Van said. I don't know what the word means, Schwartz said. We're past that point, don't you think, Mr. Schwartz? Van said. You know perfectly well what that word means, and you know what it means that we know it. It means that you were fucked, sir. Magnificently so. Schwartz was silent again. Options, Van said, and ticked up a finger. Door number one. You maintain your right to remain silent and your right to an attorney. Good for you. I applaud your stand. We arrest you for those eight murders we've mentioned, plus the murders of Bruce Scow and Brenda Rees. We'll also be charging you with the kidnapping of Kearney and Scow and Rees, not to mention the attempted murders of me and Agent Shane here, plus a whole other grab bag of miscellaneous charges, which I won't go into, but I imagine that you are already running down a list of in your brain because you are a lawyer. We go to trial, you lose, your body goes into a federal Hayden detention center, and you get to speak to other human beings 1 hour a week forever. We're fine with that option, by the way, I said. Yes, we are, Van said. She ticked up another finger. Door number two. You talk. She put her hand down. Make your choice. You have 5 seconds, after which we assume you're going with door number one. Which we're fine with, I said. Yes, we are, Van said. Schwartz sat down and waited until the count of four, maybe four and a half. I want a deal, he said. Of course you do, Van said. Full immunity, he began. No, I interrupted. You don't get that. You're going to prison, Schwartz, Van said. You better get used to that. What we're discussing now is where, how long, and how bad it will be. Full immunity or nothing, Schwartz said. Nothing works for us, I said. Mr. Schwartz, I don't think you fully appreciate what I meant when I said you are magnificently fucked, Van said. It means that we have more than enough to bury you forever. And we will. Forever. But the fact of the matter is, you're not the person we really want. You're not the main attraction. I'm pretty sure you know who we're talking about here. But if we can't get him, we'll be happy to take you, I said. It's true, Van said. And let's be honest, Schwartz. He'll be happy to let us take you too. You, of all people, should know how many lawyers he has and how good they are. The very second he learns we bagged you is the second all of it, gets shoved onto you. I can see the press release now. He'll be shocked and disturbed at the allegations and will pledge to cooperate fully with the authorities, which means us, I said. And you know what? Van said. At that point, we might just decide to cut our losses and go with what we have. We'll still look good, and honestly, it'll be a nice object lesson for you on the subject of blind loyalty to a man who'll be happy to throw you to the dogs. Schwartz was silent again. Then, what are you looking for from me? All of it, of course, Van said. Dates, plans, how you used Accelerant's various companies to further your goals, who else is involved, what the end game was, what both you and Hubbard were planning to get out of it all. Why you chose Sonny and Scow, I said. That's right, Van said. You have the upper echelons of the Navajo Nation ready to run you down with a car. You picked the wrong guy to mess with when you picked Sonny. It's probably just as well we'll be putting you away for a while. How long? Schwartz asked. He was entirely defeated now. How much time are we talking about here? Are you asking for a specific number of years, I asked. Schwartz turned to me. I have children, Agent Shane, he said. You're missing that soccer game, Mr. Schwartz, Van said, surprisingly gently. You'll be missing high school graduation, too. Depending on what we get from you now, we can work on having you out to walk one of them down the aisle.